الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, ulama-e kiram, and also sisters at the madrasa, we are still discussing a hadith of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that my Rabb ordered me, instructed me, gave me specific direction, orders with regards to 9 things, that I must fear my Rabb in secrecy and in public, that I must only say that which is truth, which is just, which is haqq, that in which there is adl and fairness, in whichever condition I may be, whether it condition of happiness or condition of anger or unhappiness, that I must adopt moderation in all conditions, whether conditions of poverty or affluence and richness, that I must maintain the family ties, and if somebody severs it, then I must still try and join. I'm just giving you the general meaning. And also that if any person has deprived me of my rights, I must still fulfill his rights, and those people who have done injustice to me, I must forgive them. And then he said that my silence, there should be contemplation, meditation. My speech should be zikrullah. And Rasul-e-Pak says that my nazar, my sight should be a sight of ibrat, and that I should order good. Now we are discussing this for some time. We are going backwards and forwards, whichever point comes into the mind to discuss. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, may He make it easy for us to take lessons from those points.
Amen.
Last week we were discussing the incident in the life of a woman who was a hafiza of the Quran Sharif, and whatever question was posed to her, she replied with an appropriate verse from the Quran Sharif. We did that halfway, but then after Maghrib, I read the notice on the board of a good friend. On Friday, he met me here, or Thursday it was, and he said, Maulana, make me maaf. I have been always troubling you and worrying you with a lot of questions. I said, bhai, what is there to make maaf in that? You never asked me any question just for the fun of it, or to create any mischief or problem. You were always keen on learning, so therefore you were querying. He said, I'm going to visit my children, and inshallah, I will try and make it back by Sunday to attend the majlis. And next thing we read, that his wife and himself both passed away in the accident. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless their souls with the highest of abodes in paradise, because it is a form of shahadat. They are fortunate. But we must take a lesson. All these things that are happening, we must take a lesson. It's a lesson for the living ones. And this is again the same thing that we are discussing. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that my nazar must be nazar of ibrat. That we must take a lesson, that we do not know how our death will come, where it will come, when it will come. Of those 5 things again which we have discussed many times, the knowledge of which only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has. Of course, He alone has the knowledge of so many billions of things. But those five things that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْسِ, all the detailed aspects of the rainfall, where, when, how much, all the absolute knowledge of the rainfall only Allah Ta'ala has. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, and that child that the woman is carrying, only Allah Ta'ala knows all the detailed aspects of that child's life. When will that child be born? For how long it will live? What will be the life of that child in future years? All the details. I have discussed it at length already in another majlis. But then the third part of it. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى, and no soul knows what he is going to earn tomorrow. So much of plans we make, so much of plans. But whether we will see those plans reach the fruition stage, we do not know. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ, and no person knows on which earth he is going to die. Where he is going to die, only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. So when that is our condition, آگاہ اپنی موت سے کوئی بشر نہیں, آگاہ اپنی موت سے کوئی بشر نہیں, سامان سو برس کا کل کی خبر نہیں. No person knows, آگاہ اپنی موت سے کوئی بشر نہیں. No human being knows exactly when he is going to die, where he is going to die. سامان سو برس کا, he's got goods which will last 100 years. There's so much in the house that even if he says to live for 100 years, it will suffice. Lekin kal ki khabar nahi. Jo aaya hai yahan aaj kal jayega, jo aaya hai yahan aaj kal jayega, koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Whoever came into this world today, he is going to go tomorrow. Koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. How beautifully he puts it. This breath of life that the person is taking, someday it is going to stop. Nikal jayega. So brothers, it is a lesson for all of us. And this is just one incident that happened today. Otherwise, this is a common feature these days. Every day we hear of the same thing. We must always think good of those people that passed away, and especially deaths of this nature, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that if the wall falls on someone and the person is trampled, or he is, when he dies, he is crushed beneath the wall, then he is shaheed. Al-ghariq or shaheed, the person who drowns in the ocean, he is shaheed. And so many other categories of shahadat he gave. So as a consolation for the families, we always say that you must look at the positive side, that what have they come out from and where have they gone to. They came out from a world full of fitna, mischief, corruption, all kinds of problems, worries, grief and sorrow. No peace, no happiness, no sukoon, no chain, fear and fright all the time. But if a person comes out from that kind of a world and goes into a world, the world of Jannat, where there is nothing but pleasures, no pain, no sickness, no disease, no illness, no poverty, no jealousy, no envy, no malice, no greed, nothing, enjoyment of every ni'mat without restriction, then it is indeed something that everybody should be looking forward to. So when we say that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that my silence, there must be meditation, there must be contemplation. So let us look at the life of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, which is fitting this statement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or this hukam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which was in reality for us. So we will inshallah complete the other incident if Allah Ta'ala gives me life also, health and an opportunity. Inshallah, amen. Because we too do not know when our departure time will arrive. Every station, every airport, there are two boards: arrivals, departures. Whoever arrives, departs. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, he once accompanied a janaza to the graveyard. When we accompany janazas to graveyards, then our time passes in useless discussion. And those qabars which are supposed to remind us of our deaths, they don't seem to remind us of our death at all anymore. Even the qabristans have become fish markets. Nothing but discussion of worldly matters. Business deals are taking place right there near the graves. Right there. Or marriages that are going to take place in the family, it is discussed there. Because family members and friends generally meet on these occasions. Either you meet in the masjid, or you meet nikah time, or you meet when there is some funeral in the family. So it's an ideal opportunity now at the graveside to sit and discuss all the problems of the world. The only thing that we don't think of is our own death. We think of everything else there, and the only thing that that grave does not remind us of is our death. But look at the life of these great people, those who had so much hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who did so much of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, whose lives were pure and clean. They did not have any sin. So much of istighfar and tawbah they made if they had committed some error and mistake. So they lived in both fear and hope. But look at their fear, that it must not happen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala suddenly snatches away that ni'mat just before death. A person can be doing good deeds all the time, but then suddenly due to pride or arrogance or some other reason, that tawfiq is taken away from him and he leaves this world in a very bad state. So they were fearful all the time. But not so much of fear that it made them lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They planted the seeds, they watered the crop, they took out the weeds, the land was plowed before planting the seeds. They did everything that had to be done. And then they hoped for a good crop. Not that they just threw the seeds, scattered them and said that we want a good crop. They did everything, plowing, weeding, planting, watering, and then keeping that place clear of insects, of animals, anything that would destroy that crop. Then they hoped for a good crop. In the same way, in the spiritual world, they did the ibadat, the zikr, the tilawat, whatever Allah Ta'ala's hukam and orders were, they fulfilled it. And then they hoped in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his mercy. So let us look at the life of one of them, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who is considered to be Umar Esani. During his khilafat, there was so much of justice that he is considered to be Umar the Second. But when he goes to the graveside, what does he contemplate over? Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh ek janaze ke saath tashreef le gaye aur qabristan mein pahunch kar ke alahida baith kar sochne lage. He went to the qabristan and he did not do what we do, that make groups and then start chattering away until the burial is over and the Imam sahab says Al-Fatiha, then we raise our hands and we read a few duas and that is the end. All the rest of the time, or the rest of the time we just spent in idle chit-chat. So Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, he went away on one side. And this is what we should do. When we see our friends around there, then at that time move away. Go away to the side. Go away to some other grave of some family member or any other Muslim. Find some secluded place there. Or assist in the burial of the person. Do one of the two things. Or stand and read. Read Ayatul Kursi, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and send sawab to the deceased person. He is in need at that time. So Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, he moved away on one side. Sochne lage, and he was in deep thought. Kisi ne arz kiya, ay amirul mu'minin, aap to is janaze ke wali the, aap hi alahida baith gaye. He says, you were the guardian of this janaza. Why is it that you have separated yourself from the rest of the people? Farmaya haan, mujhe ek qabr ne awaz de di, aur mujhse yun kaha, ay ab Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, tu mujhse ye nahi puchta ke main in aane walon ke saath kya karti hoon. He says, yes, yes, one of the graves called me. In other words, in his imagination, he is contemplating, he is meditating. That is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said. So he says that, yes, one grave called me, that come. So I went towards the grave, and the grave asked me, that why don't you question me, that what I do to those people that come inside me? He says, the grave is asking me, that why am I not questioning the grave, that what I do to those that come within? Maine kaha zarur, bata tu kya karti hai? Yes, tell me, what do you do? Usne kaha ke unke kafan ko main phaad deti hoon. Says, the first thing that I do is I tear up their shroud. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha mu'attar kafan tha. You have heard this many times, but take a lesson. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha mu'attar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha, na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times we have seen people with fit, healthy bodies. Fit, healthy bodies. They used to brag about their healthy bodies. They used to say, we go to the gym, we exercise, and we run so many miles. They had fit, healthy bodies. When they died, then they were given the best of kafans. Plenty of itar was also poured on that kafan. And then the person was buried. After some time, he says, when I opened the grave, or when the grave was opened, na uzwe badanta na tare kafanta. No part of the body was left, and no thread of that kafan was left. So Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, he says, the grave is now saying, this is what I do. It's a good thing that you asked me, that what I do to those that come in, this is what I do. I tear up their kafan. Badan ke tukde tukde kar deti hoon, khoon sara choos leti hoon, gosht kha leti hoon. What do I do? Badan ke tukde tukde kar deti hoon, make pieces of the body. All the blood I suck up, the blood I suck it up. Gosht kha leti hoon, and the flesh I eat it up. The earth says, this is what I do to the bodies that come. Aur bataun ke aadmi ke jodo ke saath kya karti hoon, and should I tell you what I do to the joints? Mundo ko baahon se juda kar deti hoon, aur baahon ko pahunchon se juda kar deti hoon, aur surino ko badan se juda kar deti hoon, aur surino se rano ko juda kar deti hoon, aur rano ko ghutno se juda kar deti hoon, aur ghutno ko pindliyo se juda kar deti hoon, aur pindliyo ko paon se juda kar deti hoon. Ye farma kar Umar ibn Abdul Aziz zar zar rone lage. He says, must I tell you what I do to the joints of all these people that come down? He says, I separate the arms from the shoulders. I separate the body from the hips. I separate the hips from the knees. I separate the knees from the ankles. Every part of the body I separate. All the bones are separated. That is what I do to the joints. Everything I separate. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Alayhi said this and began to cry. اور فرمایا کہ دنیا کا قیام بہت ہی تھوڑا ہے اور اس کا دھوکا بہت زیادہ ہے. He says your stay in the world is very little, but the deception is very great. The deception is very great. Ask any person, unless that person has made tarbiyah and tazkiyah of his qalb, otherwise every person thinks that I'm going to be here for another 100 years. If any person has to look at our lifestyle, then he will say that this person does not even think that death will come on him. That is how we behave and conduct our lives. And don't ever believe those who tell you that if you have to think of death in abundance, then you will not be able to do any worldly work. The people who remember death most were Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, how much he remembered death. The Khulafa'i Rashideen, how much they remember death. And yet they did the greatest work in the world. What they did, we cannot even imagine. It did not make them divorce their wives and children and businesses and everything, nothing. Everything was absolutely normal in their lives. The only thing that the remembrance of death did was it restrained them from doing anything that displeased Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what the remembrance did. We should not think that if we are going to remember death, then we will be divorced from all the benefits of this world. Nothing at all. We will still be able to enjoy our good food and everything. So he says that this is what I do. Dunya ka qiyam bahut thoda hai. It is very little. In comparison with the hereafter, it is nothing. Lekin uska dhoka bahut zyada hai. The deception is very great. Isme jo aziz hai, wo akhirat mein zaleel hai. اس میں جو دولت والا ہے وہ آخرت میں فقیر ہے اس کا جوان بہت جلد بوڑھا ہو جائے گا اس کا زندہ بہت جلد مر جائے گا اس کا تمہاری طرف متوجہ ہونا تم کو دھوکے میں نہ ڈال دے حالانکہ تم دیکھ رہے ہو کہ یہ کتنی جلدی منہ پھیر لیتی ہے اس لیے those people who were considered to be noble in this world. They were considered to be people of respect and honor. But if they did not obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this respect and honor was just for their wealth or for their position, that they were in the cabinet or they were in the ministry, they were some parliament members, or they were something in some other society, some officials, or they had plenty of gold and silver, that was the only reason why they were respected, then in the hereafter you will find them very, very poor. And there will be no respect at all for them in the hereafter. That respect which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, even though that person is wealthy, even though he may be a billionaire, but if he is getting respect because of his obedience to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then those people, it is a bonus for them. Allah Ta'ala gave them in this world too, and He will give them in the hereafter too. But here He is referring to those people who merely thought that on the basis of their plentiful of wealth, of their affluence, they enjoyed respect and honor amongst people. So then for a few years, few days, they may have enjoyed it here, but in the hereafter, you say, you will find them extremely poor, extremely poor. And then he says that the grave is saying that that person who is living in this world, young, fit and healthy today, very soon you will find that old age will come over him. Very soon you will find that old age will come over him. I cannot even imagine how 52 years of life has passed. 52 years, if you ask me, how did you pass your 52 years, I can't even remember. It seems as if it was just yesterday that we were playing cricket and football and, as Maulana says, marbles, and fighting over it too. That is how life goes past. So he says, very soon you'll find old age coming over them. کمر جھک کر مثل کمانی ہوئی. میں شیخ حضرت مولانا کی محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم, اسے کمر جھک کر مثل کمانی ہوئی, کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی. کمر جھک کر مثل کمانی ہوئی, کوئی نانا ہوا کوئی نانی ہوئی. اور بالوں پہ غالب سفیدی ہوئی, کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی. He says the back has been bent like the bow. Someone became a nana, someone became a nani. And on the hair, غالب سفیدی ہوئی. If you look at the person's hair, it has turned white. کوئی دادا ہوا کوئی دادی ہوئی. Person cannot even imagine how the years went by. So he says, you will find the person turning old very soon. اس دنیا کا زندہ بہت جلد مر جائے گا, اس کا تمہاری طرف متوجہ ہونا تم کو دھوکے میں نہ ڈالے. Don't let it deceive you. It has deceived many, many people in the past. Don't let the worldly life deceive you. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are gifts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But do not let them deceive you into believing that they will remain with us forever and ever. Therefore, don't give your heart to it. That is what we are always saying, that make use of it, but don't give your heart to it. Water is extremely necessary and important for the boat to sail. Without water, the boat cannot sail. But don't let the boat get into the water, it will cause the boat to sink. So keep the money in the pocket, keep it in the bank, keep it in the safe, keep it somewhere. But don't keep it in the heart. And don't attach yourself to your clothes, to your home, to your cars and to all your things in such a manner that if there is a slight loss in some material thing, the person becomes so restless and uneasy as if his life is gone. That shows that the heart was given to that. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was an export-import merchant, but he himself was not occupied. He had his agents doing the job, and they used to come and report and give him whatever monies came and went, the reports. So once he was sitting and somebody came and told him, one of the agents, that ship which was bringing the goods, it sank. So there was no question of insurance. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah didn't insure all that. So he lowered his head and he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Because that's what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, that if you suffer any hardship, any calamity, any difficulty, so much so that if the light suddenly goes off, then to say Inna lillah. Any difficulty, say Inna lillah. So now some calamity came, so he said Inna lillah. Then again after some time, he carried on with his waaz and taqreer and nasihat. After some time another person came and said, No, that report was wrong. It wasn't that ship that sank. So again he lowered his head, looked into his heart and said, Alhamdulillah. Then somebody asked him that this was something very strange. He said, yes, the first time when I received the report, so I checked the condition of my heart. Was the tranquility of my heart affected by that news? So I found that there was no change. There was no change. So I said, Inna lillah, what is masnoon to say? And when again we received the report, that it wasn't that ship, so I said Alhamdulillah, because I checked in my heart that my heart, the tranquility, that serenity, that connection with Allah Ta'ala hasn't been affected. So if Allah Ta'ala gave me the ni'mat again, then Alhamdulillah. So we should not attach ourselves to these things so much that we lose our lives when something material goes. تم دیکھ رہے ہو کہ یہ کتنے جلدی منہ موڑ لیتی ہے. You always see how quickly this world turns away its face from its lover. How quickly it turns away its face from its lover. وہ بیوقوف ہے جو اس کے دھوکے میں پھنس جائے. That person is a stupid person, is a foolish person who gets trapped in the web of this world. He's a foolish person. کہاں گئے اس کے وہ دل دادا جنہوں نے بڑے بڑے شہر آباد کیے تھے. Where are those people who built up huge cities? Where are they today? بڑی بڑی نہریں نکالی تھی. They dug up big, big canals. Where are they? بڑے بڑے باغ لگائے تھے. huge gardens they had, beautiful gardens. So much of music and dancing and pomp and show. Go and look at the forts, the Mughal forts, and look at their palaces. No sign of those gardens, nothing. Bade bade baagh lagaye the, big big orchards they had, all kinds of fruit. But where are they who planted those trees? Where are they? The orchard is there, but where are those who planted those orchards, those trees? Bahut thode din reh karke sabko chhod kar chal diye. They only remained for a little while on earth and they left everybody and went away. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is contemplating, is meditating. Wo apni sehat aur tandurusti se dhoke mein pad gaye. Take lesson, brothers, all of us, we should take lesson. Wo apni sehat aur tandurusti se dhoke mein pad gaye. Ke sehat ke behtar hone se unme nashat paida hua aur usse gunahon mein mubtala hue. He says they were deceived by their good health. They thought that this good health was for enjoyment of all the pleasures. Haram, halal, they were unconcerned. I've got good health, so I can go to the clubhouse, I can go to the cinemas, I can go to the theaters, I can go to the casinos, because I've got good health. So the person was deceived. Can a person who is suffering from last degree cancer go and commit zina? The person who is in a critical stage, that person who is on oxygen and he's got all the tubes connected with his body, ask that person, that what do you want now? You want health or you want that illicit love of yours? Ask that person, that what do you want at this stage? That person will say, to hell with that mashuq, I want health. And once health comes, there are so many people who were on their dying beds, and at that time they were making Allah, Allah, Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me and give me strength and give me health, and I will become of your pious and righteous servants. And the moment after that they got good health, then back again to those same evil dens. That sickness in which that person does not turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is an azab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That sickness in which that person forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he begins to neglect his namazes, and he is still indulging in watching all that filth on the television screen, in spite of the fact that he is on oxygen, then it shows it's an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But that sickness in which the person is making mu'allah, is getting, remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance. If he cannot read his namaz standing position, he sits down and read, he lies down and read, but he reads. And he reads the tasbih, he makes zikr, he makes tilawat, and in his mind also he's thinking of jannat, of akhirat, then that is a rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we must see which is our condition. So he says this health of the person deceived him. He thought that this health was of his own making, because he had good food and he exercised, so therefore he got strength and health in his body. So now he is the owner of this health and he can do what he likes with his body. So Allah Ta'ala also gives the rope. He gives the rope. He said, carry on. Let me see how far you can go. How far can you go? What does the fisherman do? When the fish is hooked, then after that he releases the line. Ask our brothers who are expert fishermen. Then you release the line. Let it go, let it go. And after that, start reeling again. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows the person. Carry on. How far can you go?
Wo log khuda ki qasam dunya mein maal ki kasrat ki wajah se qabil-e-rashk the. Bawajood ye ke maal ke kamane mein unko rukawatein pesh aati thi, magar phir bhi khoob kamate the. Un par log hasad bhi karte the, lekin wo befikar ho kar maal kamate rehte the. He say, in the world people used to admire them, or people used to be envious of them and desirous also of the kind of wealth that they had. They were desirous. People used to look at them and their saliva all your soul used to flow.
unke muh mein bhi raal aa jati thi, ki look at this person, so much is gone, so much is gone. But they never bothered to look how did it come to him. And that person himself also, the grave says, that they were unconcerned from which source it comes, halal or haram. People were envious of them, and all kinds of obstacles came in their path in the earning of that wealth. They had to spend sleepless nights sometimes. They used to have been on suffering journeys and so much of difficulties and hardships. But as long as the wealth came, whether halal or haram, was of no concern. But where are they today, you see? Where are they? So again, it is not the wealth which is condemned. It is not the gold and silver which is dunya. It is not the clothes, it is not the cars, it's not the homes. Dunya is that which diverts our attention from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Har qisam ki takleef ko khushi se bardash karte the. In the earning of their wealth, they were prepared to undergo any kind of hardship and difficulties. Lekin ab dekh lo ke mitti ne unke badanon ka kya haal kar diya. But now come and see what has the earth done to their beautiful bodies. Aur khaak ne unke badanon ko kya bana diya. And what has the earth done to their beautiful bodies. Keedo ne unke jodo ko aur unki haddiyo ka kya haal bana diya. What have the worms done to their bodies? Wo log duniya mein unchi unchi maseriyon par unche unche farsh aur naram naram gaddo par naukar aur khadimon ke darmiyan aaram karte the. They used to lie down on fluffy mattresses, very nice soft pile mattresses, the best of mattresses that were available, and highly placed also. And there used to be servants all around. Just one ring of the bell and dozens of servants used to be at their beck and call. Where are they today? What have the worms done to their bodies? Why don't you see? Where are their servants gone? Why don't you see? Aziz o aqarib, rishtedar, padosi, har waqt dildari ko tayyar rehte the. Lekin ab kya ho raha hai? Awaaz dekar unse pooch ke kya guzar rahi hai. Their relatives, their family members, their friends also, they used to circle around them because of their wealth. They were mali dost. There are three kinds of friends: mali dost, jani dost, or jigri dost. So he said, where are those friends gone now? Where are those family members gone now? Awaaz dekar unse pooch ke kya guzar rahi hai. Why don't you now ask that person in that grave that what is happening to you? غریب اور امیر سب ایک میدان میں پڑے ہوئے ہیں ان کے مالدار سے پوچھ کے اس کے مال نے اس کو کیا کام دیا ان کے فقیر سے پوچھ کے اس کے فقر نے کیا نقصان دیا ان کی زبان کا حال پوچھ جو بہت چہکتی تھی ان کی آنکھوں کو دیکھ جو ہر طرف دیکھتی تھی ان کے نرم نرم کھالوں کا حال دریافت کر ان کے خوبصورت اور دل ربا چہروں کا حال پوچھ کے کیا ہوا. The rich and the poor, he says, all of them are lying down in the same condition. Rich and poor, all in one maidan. Ask those who are rich of what help was their wealth in the grave. Again, if they used their wealth correctly in the world, if they earned it correctly, used it correctly, then that wealth will be of assistance to them in the grave also. Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya. And the other ayat of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, yawma la yanfa'u malum wala banun illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. So if this person, his wealth, he used it correctly, he earned it correctly, then it is going to help him. Otherwise, it is going to be of no benefit to the person. Even his children are going to be of no benefit. So ask them that what help has your wealth now given to you in the grave? Ask the grave, ask the person that has been buried in the grave, if he was a poor person, but he was obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was obedient to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was poor. that has your poverty caused you any harm now? In the grave, that person, his poverty is going to be of no harm to him. Then ask that tongue of his, which used to chatter a lot, which used to backbite, which used to carry tales and make people fight, which used to split up hearts, which used to sway and curse, which used to take false oaths and qasams, and that tongue with which the person used to use such language that people used to be afraid that this person, when he opens his mouth, it is like the roar of a lion. Ask that person now, what has happened to your tongue? Why don't you speak now? Why don't you say a few words? Why don't you sway a little those people who are burying you? Why don't you sway those people and curse those people who gave you ghusl and kafan? Why are you so silent now? Ask the eyes of that person. Why don't you look this way and that way anymore? You used to see every side, haram, halal, anything. You used to be seeing everywhere. It used to give you great pleasure to see those women naked on the television screen. It used to give you great pleasure to see them singing and dancing. It used to give you great pleasure to see so many haram things on the cinema screen and in the bazaars and marketplaces and in picnic spots and leisure resorts. With these eyes you used to see so much of haram. So why is it that you are not seeing anymore? Why have you suddenly become blind? Unke narm narm khalo ka hal daryaf kar. That skin on which you used to put so much of lotion and cream and every cosmetic that came onto the market, it used to be applied on the face. Facials were done every day for soft skin. What has happened to that soft skin of yours? Again, remember, we are not saying that these things are haram. If a woman tries to beautify her face for the sake of her husband, it's not haram. Here he is giving us a lesson that those people who used to use their faces for the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who used to use their eyes for the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, use their ears for the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he says that why don't you question now what is happening? Otherwise it's the same eyes with which you can get so much of nekis and so much of blessings. It's the same ears with which you can get so much of blessings. The same tongue with which you can accumulate so much of blessings. So the Ahlullah, this is what they do, that at one time they try to discipline these things, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the hands, the feet, they discipline them. One wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the desire came in his heart to eat halwa. So he purchased the halwa, he kept the plate in front of him, and he said, so nafs, you want to eat halwa, I will give you halwa. But first, read 2 rakat namaz. So he read 2 rakat namaz. Then he said, oh, I see, now you're really desirous of putting it into the mouth. Hold on a little bit, another 2 rakats of namaz. Like that he may read 20 rakats, 40 rakats of namaz. He said, abkha. So look at what they did to discipline this nafs. So at one time, they disciplined this nafs. And after some time, when they become disciplined in such a manner that they only see that which is permissible, they only listen to that which is permissible, they only speak that which is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then thereafter they congratulate that same eyes and they congratulate the feet and they congratulate their own hands. And they say, oh hands, you became the means of me catching the garment of my beloved Allah. Oh eyes, you became the means of my seeing my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat in everything. So one time they discipline and then they congratulate it. So he says, why don't you find out from these eyes and ears and the beautiful skin that what has happened to it? ان کے نازک بدن کو معلوم کر کہاں گیا. Find out from the body that where is it gone. ان کے رنگ زمین نے کالے کر دیے, ان کا گوشت کھا لیا, ان کے منہ پر مٹی ڈال دی, اعضا کو الگ الگ کر دیا اور جوڑوں کو توڑ دیا. He says the earth has destroyed everything, separated all the joints, eaten up the flesh, sucked up the blood, completely transformed everything. Nothing is left in its original shape and form. We will stop here for tonight, and inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives me an extension of my life, inshallah, then inshallah next week it will not be on Sunday, it will be on Monday. Make dua that the programs in Cape Town also are successful.
Ameen.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must light up my heart and the hearts of the listeners with his love, with his muhabbat, with his yaqeen, with his ma'rifat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us with his closeness, and the closeness and the muhabbat and the love and the itaat of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So next week inshallah it will be on Monday, not this Monday, the following Monday inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. ہم گنہگار ہیں, سیاہکار ہیں, بدکار ہیں, سب کچھ ہے, لیکن میرے خدا ہم تیرے بندے ہیں. اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو تو بتا کہ ہم گندے کہاں جائے. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں. اے اللہ جتنے انتقال کر گئے ہمارے بھائی بہن سب کی مغفرت فرما, جنت الفردوس کے اندر ان کو اعلیٰ مقامات عطا فرما, اور ان کے رشتہ داروں کو سب کو صبر جمیل اجر عظیم عطا فرما. اے اللہ ایک دن ہمیں بھی اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر جانا ہے. اے اللہ قبر میں ہمارا بھی ٹھکانہ ہوگا. اے اللہ انسانوں کے کندھوں پر ہمارا جنازہ چلے گا. اے اللہ ہماری موت اور ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما, صراط مستقیم پر ہمیں قائم رکھ. اے اللہ موت برکت والی عطا فرما, تیری رضا والی عطا فرما. ہم سب کو صحت عافیت عزت سلامتی نصیب فرما. جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما, جو محتاج اور تنگ دست ہیں ان کی تنگ دستیوں کو حلال روزی سے دور فرما, جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو ختم فرما, جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد صالح نصیب فرما, اور سب کے دلوں کو محبت اور اخوت سے جوڑ دے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.